The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Welcome to another program with Truths to Live By, a ministry of Harriman Baptist Tabernacle in Harriman, Tennessee. You're listening to Brother Benjamin Cooley. I pray we would be a blessing to you today. With our Bibles open to 1 Corinthians chapter number 16, we continue looking at the closing words of Paul in the personal note. He gives them a pastoral close beginning in verse 13, but for now we pick up in verse number 7 after a word of prayer. Father, we love you today because you first loved us, and I ask my prayer now in Jesus' name. And for his sake, you would strengthen us to preach your word, strengthen the saints of God as they listen, and may they be encouraged and edified today. I pray for that sinner that might tune in, that they would come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of life, and so change their life for all of eternity. Thank you for the blood of Jesus, your dear Son. Thank you for the grace of God, the righteousness of God, the mercy of God in redeeming a sinner like me. I do bless your name, and I need your touch. And in Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. Now look to 1 Corinthians 16, please. We'll begin reading with verse number 7. And read down through verse number 9 for the time being. For I will not see you now by the way, but I trust to tarry a while with you if the Lord permit. But I will tarry at Ephesus until Pentecost. For a great door and effectual is opened unto me, and there are many adversaries. Now, we've looked at this chapter last week, and we noticed as Paul closes out with a personal tone, he speaks about the collection, verses 1 and 2. He speaks about his coming, verses 3, 4, 5, and 6. But now, we are reminding you of what we closed with last week as he speaks about his choice before them. And how he chose to tarry now, and even then he would tarry later. But what I want you to remember is that his choice, number one, was balanced by the will of God. In verse 7, it closes with this phrase, if the Lord permit. And so Paul, he lived out the truth as taught by James in the 4th chapter. Beginning in verse 13, let me read those verses to you now. Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city, and continue there a year, and buy and sell, and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time, and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. But now ye rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil. Therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Paul lived by the truth, if the Lord will, if the Lord permit. To fail to live in this matter is to live in presumption and reject the providence of God. Are you living by the presumption of man, or are you living according to the providence of God? The choices we make in this life must be overshadowed with the will of God. Is God willing for me to go here, for me to do that, for me to stay there, and on we could go? How do you choose in this life? Are you choosing based on the will of God? But then also, the choice of Paul was based on the work of God. In verses 8 and 9, he speaks about tarrying at Ephesus until the feast of Pentecost. Why? For a great door and effectual was opened unto him, and there were many adversaries. Paul viewed the choice, Paul viewed the circumstances, and he would make his decision based on the work of God, and I would to God that more of the saints would center their lives around Christ and his church and his cause, and understand that their life is to be lived in the context of the local church. It is to be based on the Word of God. And as it is therefore revealed to them, their lives should be based on the will of God, but also on the work of God. And so they would not schedule vacations when the church, their church, is having meetings, or reaching out into the community, or taking up a special offering so as to relieve the poor, or so as to further the gospel in missions. No, they base their life, they make their decisions, their choices are made according to the will of God and according to the work of God. Now we move on, 1 Corinthians 16, verse 10. Now if Timotheus come, see that he may be with you without fear, for he worketh the work of the Lord as I also do. Let no man therefore despise him, but conduct him forth in peace, that he may come unto me, for I look for him with the brethren. As touching our brother Apollos, I greatly desired him to come unto you with the brethren, but his will was not at all to come at this time, but he will come when he shall have convenient time. We now see the companions of Paul. Verses 10 and 11. We see brother Timothy. Verse 12, we see brother Apollos. Now Paul acted as a father to Timothy, and he proves it with love and reinforcement. And he acts as a brother to Apollos, and he proves it with submission and recommendation. We find very clear terms concerning the relationships of the saints within the church in 1 Timothy 5. But we also see it lived out here by an apostle with his spiritual son Timothy, a brother in the Lord, and his friend and fellow worker Apollos, a brother in the Lord. Paul would say of Timothy, to the church in Corinth, receive him. He too is engaged in the work of the Lord, even as Paul is doing the work of the Lord. So receive him gladly and see that he is with you without fear. But also Refresh him. Conduct him forth in peace. Bring to him that which he needs, and send him forth in peace. Make it as easy as you can for him. But then Paul had a desire for Apollos. He said, I greatly desired. But here is the submission. Apollos had a desire all his own. His will, and this time, that is Paul's time, and Apollos' will, did not agree. And so Apollos had a direction all his own. He will in convenient time. God had a work for Apollos to do, just as he did for Paul. And Paul was a man of God of such caliber and character and compassion that he allowed the Lord to lead Apollos, and he respected the will of this brother. Let us not be those who are constantly certain about God's will for everyone else, but also at the same time unwilling to get into God's will for our own lives. Then also there are many young men in the ministry, and God is making them, and God is molding them, and it may not be the right time for them to come here or go there or do this or do that. So let us be as Paul. And though we have great desires for them, let us understand that their will may not be at all to come at this time, but in God's time, yea, even perhaps in a convenient time, they will come. But let us let them be led by the Lord. And may we ourselves be such brethren that to some we can be like a father, as Paul was to Timothy. And to others, we can just be that brother, as Paul was to Apollos. So let us know our place, get in it, stay in it, and love, and reinforce, and even submit to our brothers in the Lord.
We thank you for making this ministry a part of your day. And in closing, we want to point you to the words of our Lord in Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4. He answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And truly, it is written. God's word, every word, presents us with truths to live by. You've been listening to Brother Benjamin Cooley. Please send all correspondence to Truths to Live By, P.O. Box 575, Harriman, Tennessee, 37748. Or you can email us at bmarkcooley@gmail.com. And finally, brethren, pray for us.